This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves if you want to get on the radio with us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Head over to discord.lrn.fm where you can jump into one of those rooms. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And I'm the captain.
Yes, Captain Kickass is back with us here on Tuesday night. And, well, there's pretty big news. Coming up, though, Johnson, you are going to be telling us about being a sugar baby. Not because you have experience.
I got to pay a lot of money to be.
So, I guess you could be a male sugar baby, but, you know, you don't see that very often.
No.
It probably happens.
I saw that link, and I thought, I want to know how much I should be charging my future sugar mama. So,
exactly.
This will be good information. I'll learn something.
There's a former FTL co-host from long, long days past who was making the offer to be a sugar daddy at one point.
What the hell was that?
But of the... of the same sex variety is what he was looking. He was looking for.
Oh, Dale. Was it Dale?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
He's
yeah,
a houseboy. So perhaps that's the term
houseboy
for a male sugar baby is
the cabana boy.
We're going to learn more about that coming up here, but I do want to get to the big news to start things out. Plus, Captain, you wanted to talk about the bus police.
Among other things.
This was a story from last week we didn't get to, but they're always there, so we can always talk about that story. But the big news, I think, of the day, and we don't normally talk about the big news of the day, but this one's pretty big. John Bolton has been fired by Donald Trump. And for those who don't know...
You're fired.
Yep. And, you know, that's one of the more entertaining parts of the Trump presidency is that he just, you know, he has kind of treated it as though it's his show, right? I've never seen that show, but, you know, I understand that he fired a lot of people on whatever the show was called.
Anytime you can bring in...
I don't remember.
Something assistant? Apprentice.
Apprentice. The Apprentice, yes.
Anytime he brings in a bunch of new staff that are not, you know, old guard government people, is a good day. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, right. And this guy is old guard. This John Bolton guy has been around for a couple decades at least, probably more than that. Doesn't he go back to, like, the Reagan administration H.W. Bush?
Yeah.
And he is, like, a total neoconservative warmonger.
I want to know what it means, though, for the taxpayer, given that John Bolton offered his resignation yesterday, and then today he's fired.
Wait, he resigned and
he
got
offered
fired?
His resignation. He offered to resign because of the disagreements that he and Trump were having. He's like,
okay.
I'll quit.
You can't resign.
You're fired. Yeah, essentially, just let that day, you know, that opportunity pass, and then fired him. Supposedly, if that's true, what does that mean in terms of what the government has to pay him because he was fired?
Oh,
as opposed
question.
To if he had resigned.
Yeah, did Trump do him a favor by firing him like that? That's an interesting question.
Must eat up the government's cap space until next season.
So we're going to get into the details on that. Again, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The story coming out of NBC News, President Donald Trump said Tuesday that he had fired National Security Advisor John Bolton after a string of disagreements, removing one of the most hawkish voices in Trump's inner circle on a number of issues, including Taliban negotiations and China trade talks. Of course, you may remember Trump actually declined to launch, I think it was like a missile earlier this year, like making a statement that he didn't feel right about killing these innocent people or whatever. I don't remember all the details on that, but I think Bolton had disagreed with him on that particular issue. Trump announced on Twitter, of course, that he had asked for Bolton's resignation on Monday night, saying he had, quote, disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions. So that's saying that he asked him for his resignation. Is that different than than firing
him? From what I've heard is that that Bolton offered resignation, but, I mean, it could be a nonsense story. But
maybe he offered it after he was asked for it.
I don't know.
Quote, I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, and therefore I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning. So, I mean, that's what Donald Trump himself is saying here. He said he asked for the resignation the night prior and got it, I guess, today.
Huh. Okay.
So that sounds to me like he's resigned. White House spokes bureaucrat Hogan Gidley said that Trump had asked for Bolton's resignation, and then he repeats what Trump just said here. Bolton himself said in a tweet that he'd offered to resign Monday night, and the president had sent a response they would, quote, talk about it tomorrow. Quote, I offered to resign last night. He never asked for it directly or indirectly. I slept on it and resigned in the morning. So he did quit, apparently. He denied reports that he and Trump had gotten into a heated argument on Monday night over the president's plan to host Taliban leaders at Camp David.
What?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I don't pay close attention to the political goings-on generally, so that's news to me, too. I had no idea. I don't think that's a bad idea. Like, you got to give Trump some credit for being willing to talk to the supposed enemies of the United States. He's met with Kim Jong-un. He's met with Putin. He apparently wants to meet with the Taliban leaders. So, that's pretty good. That's like, unlike a lot of other presidents, no one has ever had a meeting with the supreme leader of right. North Korea. No president of the United States, while sitting in office, has ever had a meeting with that person.
I want to know what nickname he'd come up with for the leaders of the Taliban. You know,
yeah,
like little Rocket Man over there in North Korea. What would the leaders of the Taliban be? I mean,
good question. If you've got a suggestion you want to jump in here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Some National Security Council officials were caught off guard by Bolton's firing and learning about it only when it flashed on TV screens. Reports over the weekend that Bolton and Vice President Mike Pence disagreed with the Camp David plan was the last straw for Bolton, according to two people familiar with the matter. On Monday, Pence tweeted the stories were fake, but Bolton did not. And that, according to the officials, upset Trump. One person familiar with a breakdown between the two men said Trump didn't want Bolton attending the UN General Assembly in New York with him later this month. Asked if the disagreement over the Taliban talks led to Bolton's dismissal, Grisham said, quote, that there was no final straw. There were several issues. They had policy disagreements. So could it get worse from here? Could the new guy, whoever it is that gets appointed to fill Bolton's shoes as National Security Advisor, could it be worse? Could it be a more warmongering, hawkish person than John Bolton?
Well, so my question is, and I think, you know, I just scoured the internet and it said something like he's going to name a new guy next week.
Okay.
So who's going to advise us about national security for a week? We're without national security advisement. What will we do? It's a travesty.
Yeah, well, I think everybody will be all right. But they usually have...
Excuse me, I'm feeling very insecure.
They usually have...
How will we get by as a country without advisement on national security?
Bring my shoes and my glasses.
They typically do have, you know, a temporary person that gets these positions.
Is it Norm MacDonald trapped or dressed up as the KFC guy? Colonel Sanders?
I do have a KFC-related story, or a Popeyes-related story as well here tonight, because the whole war between
Did they finally get sandwiches?
The chicken war rages.
No, but somebody's suing Popeyes because he didn't get his sandwich, apparently.
Wow, that's bringing entitlement to an entirely new level.
Yeah, I suspect that case is going to get thrown out of court. But going on, speaking on the condition of anonymity, one official said Afghanistan had, quote, broke open the bottom of the bag in a relationship that had been eroding. Another official confirmed that sharp disagreement over the Afghanistan deal was the final issue that ruptured the relationship. Now, I don't know what the deal is. Have you guys heard anything about an Afghanistan deal?
No, but I mean, we're still technically bombing them, right?
You mean the government?
I mean the government, yeah. I don't mean
you don't
to use we as
you
the...
You don't do bombings, do you? I mean, you are a captain and everything.
Cannonball, right? You know, I'll bomb the pool every now and again, right? You know,
yeah.
But no, is the United States government still actively participating in kinetic military action somehow in Afghanistan? I believe the answer is yes.
Yeah, I think they are. So yeah, if you know about this deal, whatever that purportedly is, I'm curious to know about that too. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I think this is good news. You're getting, at the very least, one of the worst warmongering neocon people out of the government. Seems hard to believe that Trump could find someone worse than this guy. Of course, he's probably not going to appoint Ron Paul to take over the position.
My guess?
Business owners. You want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And the captain.
If you're interested in taking cryptocurrency at your business, whether you have a physical location with a point of sale, or you're like a service provider, you go to your customers, helpmetakebitcoin.com, makes it possible for you. They make it easy. If you have no experience with cryptocurrency, you can start from zero and be accepting crypto within a matter of minutes from going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through the steps. It's super easy to get started. You don't have to show any identification or fill out any paperwork or wait for approval or anything like that. You just create your account and download the AnyPay app to your iOS or Android device, and it is super easy. And you'll be accepting Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and several others. There's a bunch of different options. You can choose the ones you want. Only take a couple if that's all you want. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. I love the AnyPay product. It makes it easy for us to spend Bitcoin in real life. We do it a lot here in the Keene area. There's several local businesses that are using the AnyPay software at their point of sale, and it's great. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. So we're talking about some of the good news here about John Bolton, who was the National Security Advisor.
Good news, one less politician.
One less scum-sucking bureaucrat.
Unless my prediction there is correct, because that would be really,
which prediction?
Really horrible, that John Bolton is replaced with the person who Trump immediately pardoned, Joe Arpaio.
Oh, God.
Clearly they're friends.
Yeah, that would be awful. Although I heard that Arpaio might be running for sheriff again.
Oh, well.
So if he's got his eyes on the sheriff position, maybe he doesn't want to, work in the federal government.
I mean, national security advisor, pretty big sheriff.
It's a big role, but he doesn't, I don't think the advisor actually commands anyone, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he just, talks to people or whatever. Arpaio likes the idea of being America's toughest sheriff. That's his
like locking people in steel boxes.
That's his name brand.
Exercise my authority.
So, I mean, he might want to be attorney general, because that's basically like the top cop of the United States. But I don't know about, either way, I hope that doesn't come to pass. If Trump really wants to troll people, he should put Ron Paul in this position to just go from total like neocon war hawk all the way to complete peace, dove, basically. That would be a wonderful world.
Don't get me wrong, I'm all for, less, murdering by military, et cetera, and so on.
Yeah.
And I would, love nothing more than to see somebody, of a peaceful philosophy take that position. I think it's unrealistic.
Yeah, it's completely unrealistic. We're in the realm of fantasy.
I'd like an even less realistic option, and I'd like him to appoint Mary Ruart.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's highly unlikely.
I love her work.
He probably doesn't know who she is. I mean, at least he's probably heard of Ron Paul. He's probably somewhat familiar with Ron Paul.
Right.
We don't know what he thinks about Ron Paul.
We know he doesn't like Rand.
Wait a minute. No, didn't he appoint Rand Paul to be like the ambassador to Afghanistan?
I don't know.
I think it was one of the Middle Eastern countries that Rand Paul, Donald Trump, appointed him to this. And maybe that's where this whole deal came from with Afghanistan. I'm totally speculating because I don't remember exactly. I see Captain Kickass is quickly Googling away there to find
out. I'm trying.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But as the NBC News points out here about Bolton, he was one of the loudest hawks, meaning war hawks, inside the West Wing, perpetually skeptical of the country's adversaries and unafraid of the prospect of military conflict. Well, yeah, it's not like he's going to go fight.
Mm.
So it's easy to be unafraid of military conflict when your ass isn't on the line. A few others in the upper ranks of the administration were as deeply versed in the nuances of foreign policy, a void that Pompeo will now have an outsized role in filling.
It was Trump appoints Rand Paul. Trump, Senator Rand Paul, to help with Iran negotiation.
Okay, it was Iran.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but, yeah, I mean, still.
That's a big deal.
He knows who he is.
Right. And that suggests that maybe Trump wants peace with Iran as well. He didn't appoint John Bolton or somebody like him. He appointed Rand Paul. So I think that's a good sign. Now, I'm no fan of Rand Paul, but at the very least, he's not a war hawk from what I've seen. So
I think it'd be funny if he appointed Michael Bolton.
The singer.
Yeah.
You know, the one who sucks.
Most recently, the two had sparred over Trump's desire to have leaders of the Taliban visit Camp David in the days before the anniversary of September 11th, which is tomorrow, by the way, terrorist attacks to finalize peace talks. The idea was strongly opposed by Bolton, even as officials at the State Department argued it could move the parties closer to an agreement. Bolton had been deeply skeptical of negotiations with the Taliban. U.S. negotiators have been working under the president's demand that a drawdown occur before November of 2020 when he's up for re-election. Now, I wonder what that means, a drawdown, meaning remove the troops, send them home, send at least some of them home, if not all of them. How much of a drawdown are we talking about here? Because if he can do that, like, if Trump can actually remove troops from Afghanistan by November of 2020, that's a huge kind of pro-peace move.
Bring them all home.
Yeah, I don't know what the exact proposal is, but that doesn't sound like a bad plan to me. Asked if he'd been startled by Bolton's exit, Pompeo told reporters he had not. Bolton's departure could pave the way for a more flexible approach by the Trump administration on North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, and Afghanistan, former U.S. officials and two current U.S. officials said. So I think it's going to be pretty important who he appoints to this position. And I don't know why they keep talking about Pompeo. Maybe he's in there temporarily to sort of take that role. I don't know. But Pompeo's not really any better than Bolton, from what I understand. And again, I don't follow these characters too closely. Bolton had pushed Trump to take a harder line on the regimes that he had deemed untrustworthy. Trump, on the other hand, campaigned on the promise to get the U.S. out of conflicts, which is why it was confusing that he even got the position in the first place. You know, Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, and then he brings all these swamp denizens in. So it didn't make sense.
You know, every president that since I've been alive has promised a whole bunch of stuff and then not delivered. So color me not surprised.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. I am pleasantly surprised about how the North Korea thing has been handled so far. And if he can make some progress with Iran, then that's a good thing as well. I have to say, I'm somewhat optimistic. Normally, I'm not optimistic about anything related to the government, but I am somewhat optimistic with this move and with some of the foreign policy decisions that Trump has made. I mean, he's by no means a peace-oriented president. He still dropped bombs in the Middle East, but according to what I think it was Mark Edge, who's one of our co-hosts, says, he hasn't dropped as many bombs as Obama. So
Obama.
Yeah, I mean, sure, fewer bombs are, you know, an improvement, but I don't know. Was it Spooner? I can't remember who said that. You know, can anything be so absurd as, another man have a quarrel with another man who he's never even met across the seas and across the land? You know,
yeah.
I have no quarrel with that man and that man has no quarrel with me. It's just because their leaders have a quarrel with each other.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
855-450 free like freedom. If you want to join us here, you're welcome to comment, take control of the airwaves. And on the way here tonight, we're going to change gears completely and talk about sugar babies. Don't know what that is? You'll find out. Coming up.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With John Bolton out as National Security Advisor, Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News.
The acting National Security Advisor is Charlie Kupperman. And the fact is, the President of the United States asked John Bolton last night for his resignation. It was delivered today. John Bolton's priorities and policies just don't line up with the president's.
With lawmakers back on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is awaiting word from the White House on what to do regarding gun legislation.
We had a briefing at lunch from Eric Ulan from down the White House. They are working on coming up with a proposal that the president will sign. Until that happens, all of this is theatrical.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 74 points to close the day at 26,909. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And the Captain.
Also want you to know about the Edge Wallet. It is, in my opinion, the best cryptocurrency wallet out there. It's a multi-crypto wallet supporting a bunch of different cryptos. I'm just going to tell you a few of them. Bitcoin, BTC, of course. Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Ravencoin, and more. Get on out there to edge.app to learn more about Edge Wallet. It's a veteran team that has been building wallets for crypto since 2014.
Can I just say that I did finally get my Edge Wallet downloaded, installed, and, you know, as a guy who, has some experience in software, it was easy. It's very intuitive. I had zero problems with it at all. Everything is pretty well, laid out.
Yep.
Intuitively, it's easy to navigate. It's pretty cool.
The username and password, I think, are really one of the best features, especially for a new user of cryptocurrency. I had my ex-girlfriend, Renee, she had a Coinomi wallet previously, which is a pretty good wallet. But they've got the 12-word, or I think it's actually now 18 words, but they've got this long backup phrase that when you create the wallet, you got to write down those words, you got to store those in a safe place. And I can't tell you how many people screw this up. They'll not write it down. They'll take a screenshot instead, and then they will break their phone, or, you know, they'll get a new phone and forget about the fact that they had the wallet with the screenshot and all that on their old phone, get the new phone, and then they're like, oh, whoops.
Well, 12, 18, 24, worth. I mean, that's, you run into like a Dunbar scenario there where like the human brain can only remember so many words in sequence.
Well,
I mean?
Think you could remember it if you really put your mind to it. I mean, people have memorized the Quran in the past.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's possible to memorize something, but people today aren't used to it. We haven't, we don't exercise that part of our brain, and so we rely on things like devices, or they'll write down the words and put those in a place, then forget where they put the words. So,
I've done that.
I was actually just running through that scenario in my head, like, where did I put the words that I...
And you know where they are?
I don't, I'm not, I think I filed them in a place they have where I, you know, would put financial information.
Make a note and double check it tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to,
so you know, right? But that's one of the problems with, like, new users, you know, they don't put it in the right place or whatever. With Edge Wallet, it's username and password. Now, I still recommend writing those things down and keeping them in a very safe place just in case you forget them. Because if you forget either one of them, you cannot recover. Although, I think they have some sort of recovery backup thing that you can do. Honestly, I have not thought through
that. There's also a username and password for Koinomi, too. So
no, there is not. There's a password that you set temporarily with Koinomi per installation.
On your app,
so that is on the app. That is like a sending password. That makes it so you have to put a password in every time you send, which is super annoying. As well.
Right.
So, no, that is not a password to get into your account. If you have the words with Koinomi, you can restore and not have a password with Koinomi.
Huh, okay.
But, yeah, Edge Wallet has been great. It's been super easy. When she set up the Edge Wallet, which I suggested to her, she commented on how simple it was and how easy it was. So check them out. Edge.app is where you can go to learn more, or just download it from your Google or Apple app stores. And I was wondering about this Afghanistan talks or deal. Apparently, according to a story from 2 days ago or yesterday, the BBC News, Trump says the Taliban talks are dead. So apparently there were some talks and it didn't work out. He told White House reporters Monday, quote, as far as I'm concerned, they are dead, meaning the talks. Over the weekend, Trump canceled secret plans to host a Taliban delegation in the U.S. after the militant group admitted killing a U.S. soldier. Two sides had appeared close to a deal, and the Taliban said the U.S. would, quote, lose the most, unquote, for canceling the talks. The U.S. president has made withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan a key foreign policy aim, but asked about the 14,000 U.S. troops still there, he said, quote, we'd like to get out,
14,000? 14,000?
That's right, 14,000. Now, I don't know what that's down from at its peak, probably quite a bit more, but he says, we'd like to get out, but we'll get out at the right time. Unquote. So it doesn't sound like it's going to happen anytime soon at this point. If you want to comment, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's change gears and get into sugar babies.
Wait, before we do the sugar babies, just real quick, two things. I just butchered a thing, and I don't want to correct it, but I do want to talk about pronunciation right quick.
Sure.
And I would like to, you know, on behalf of all the hosts of Free Talk Live, issue the following corrections from recent episodes. The acronym FAWPA, F-A-W-P-A, Federal Automation and Worker Protection Agency from the robots episode the other night.
This is for listeners that are maybe just tuning in. This is where it was Bill de Blasio, who's the New York mayor, who's apparently running for president, says he's going to create a whole new government bureaucracy to regulate robots and automation. Meaning
so the FAPA?
F-A-W.
F-A-W-P-A.
Oh.
PA. And so it was pronounced FAWPA repeatedly, but it should have been pronounced like the significantly embarrassing blunder of mistake that yet another useless government alphabet agency actually is, which is faux pas.
Faux pas.
Faux pas. Ah. And that's the definition of faux pas is a useless blunder, screw up.
Yeah. Right.
Faux pas. So I'm just going with faux pas.
Yeah, I like that.
So we apologize for that. And then also, I hear this frequently on Free Talk Live when I'm listening. Popular narcissistic political tyrant, most commonly referred to as AOC, has been mispronounced several times on the show when using the non-acronym version of her name. Sometimes it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Several hosts have pronounced it that way when, in fact, it should be pronounced Alexandria Oh, crazy ho.
Oh, zing.
Cortez.
All right, that's cute.
So, on behalf of all the hosts, I apologize for these mispronunciations, and we'll do our best to correct those.
Thank you for that, Captain. I appreciate it. So we have talked about sugar babies in the past here in recent months on Free Talk Live in the case of Cody Wilson, who was the founder of Defense Distributed, the man who created the 3D printable gun, the world's first 3D printable gun. Well, the Ghost Gunner is the is the milling device that came after the Liberator, which was
the
3D
Liberator
printable,
was the first one, right?
The 3D printable gun that anybody can print with a 3D printer and put together.
So I ended up on this article after having a conversation, some coworker conversation, something about relationships and how much money they cost, and you know, when you're doing things for your partner and such and such.
And by coworker, you mean our Friday night co-host Chris Wade, or his partner,
right? Most likely. I don't actually remember the conversation because it was a while ago, and then I ended up on this, and I'm like, this is actually really interesting. I should save this for prep, right? I kind of like, I'm like, we should, this would be good to talk about on the show. Let me set this aside.
Let's get right
and
into it.
And it's been like a week and a half or something since I've had this, so I don't remember what the conversation was, but this is interesting. So, it's from Sugar Dating 101.
Sugar Dating 101.
Yeah, like I specifically went and looked for this information in regards to this conversation that I was having. So, the idea here is, what is a reasonable sugar baby allowance to ask for if you are a sugar baby?
Okay.
Right? Because obviously, clearly, it's a negotiation. So,
I'm pretty. You should give me money.
And I think there was something about the conversation about like
I think
how
a lot more than 10, my man.
That scale works, like you know, like what you know how that's decided.
No. Yeah.
The sugar baby allowance is a tricky thing. There are so many different factors that play into it, and sugar allowances.
Is there an author on this? Is it a female author?
It
or is
does
it just
not
like an unsighted?
It does not
like Tyler Durden.
Okay.
But I'm going to guess that it's a female author. And, and I think part of the discussion that I was having at the time was, you know, whether or not this is decided by the sugar baby, or is it decided by the sugar daddy?
Well, the price is always decided by both parties, right?
And well,
that's how value is determined.
Yeah. Sure, but our Friday night co-host here, Chris, was basically thought it was mostly the sugar daddy that would be making that decision. And my thought was, probably not in the case of a sugar baby, sugar daddy relationship, that actually it would be the sugar baby making most of those decisions in, you know, a manipulative sort of way.
All right. Well, that's a good question. Let's talk about it coming up here. And if you've been in one of these relationships, we want to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian.
And Johnson.
And the captain.
I want to say thanks to John Ray. He is a, and yes, that is Johnny Ray, who is also our one of our former co-hosts. He's also a Free Talk Live amplifier, contributing $5 a month to the show that we do, and helping us get on new radio stations, bringing new internet listeners on board. Hopefully we're going to have a couple new old stations. So a couple stations that used to carry the show, then stopped. Now they're coming back.
Nice.
I can't announce them yet because I haven't gotten the agreement. They're actually sending it snail mail. So I don't know when that's going to get here.
Who needs email? I got a stamp.
But it's coming. So it's listeners like Johnny Ray, listeners like you that have signed up for the AMP program that help us get on new radio stations. We're on over 200 stations today across an entire week of broadcasting, and we could be on 300. We can do it with your help. Please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Johnny's doing $5 a month. That's what we ask for. You can do more if you like. I'm not going to say no. But if you do $5 a month, you get access to some special perks like the AMP chat rooms on our Discord server. There's the AMP-only Facebook group for those of you who still hang out on Facebook. And more. There's some other benefits. You can go and learn about those over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And if you can afford a sugar baby, you can definitely afford a $5 a month AMP subscription. I don't know what these girls cost, but I suspect it's in the hundreds per month.
Yeah, what is the market price for a sugar
baby? I think we're going to find out some of that here. Johnson, the source again on this is
SugarDating101.com.
Can you really call that dating?
I mean, somebody's paying, right?
I mean, she's putting up with you because of the money, right? Like, I mean, that's different than...
Dating,
if she's dating multiple different sugar daddies.
I mean, what if you're courting potential sugar daddies?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That's like an audition more than anything else. But
but somebody's still paying for dinner, right?
True.
So it goes on here. It says, the sugar baby allowance is a tricky thing. There are so many different factors that play into it, and sugar allowances range from the hundreds to the tens of thousands.
It's such a weird word for allowance.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very childish.
Yeah. Well, it's also avoiding prostitution law.
Right.
And while if you were applying for a job in any other industry, you could simply do a Google search to see how others in your industry are being paid.
Industry.
You glass ceiling or glassdoor.com for sure.
You can't exactly do that for a sugar baby allowance. So, how do you go about setting your sugar baby allowance? We're going to go over three factors that'll help you figure out an appropriate range for you. But before we get to that, what every sugar baby should know about her allowance. First things first, there is a lot of confusion about what allowance actually is. Many new sugar babies fall into the trap of trying to determine how much allowance they're worth based on things like their looks, their age, their body size, etc. Mm-hmm. Seriously, don't even go there. A sugar baby's allowance is not about how much you're worth. You are priceless.
Oh.
There is no way to set a monetary value on yourself and your qualities, so don't even try. Especially since trying to determine your worth is really besides the point. You see, the sugar baby allowance is very simple. You're not figuring out your worth. You're simply setting a price for the time, attention, effort, and contribution that you're willing to make to a sugar daddy's life. The most important thing is finding the sweet spot monetary range that makes both of you happy.
Finding the sweet spot, most important.
Important.
Of course, this all varies from sugar daddy to sugar daddy and from sugar baby to sugar baby. Basically, the short version of that whole spiel was, find out how much you can bilk him for before mm-hmm. he starts to balk at the price.
Well, of course.
Let's take a look at a few factors that'll let you find the sugar baby allowance that works for you and your potential sugar daddy. The three factors to deciding your sugar baby allowance. One, how much do you want?
All of it.
The biggest part of determining your sugar baby allowance is simply what you want. Every sugar baby has different goals and motivations, so it's important to know what you want from the get-go.
I want to pay for my college. I want it all.
Like the Queen song.
I also think that this, by the way, all of these things that I'm reading here are pretty much relevant to any job interview, so if you take it into account from that perspective, you know, and you think about a job, like, consider any job that you're possibly interviewing for through this lens, yeah, jobs this, become more interesting.
This sounds like negotiation 101 through the lens of, like, a bimbo.
Yeah. it says, okay, are you looking for a few $100 of supplemental allowance every month? If so, you might not even need a full-time sugar daddy. You could do very well for yourself just going on dates. What's your price is the best option for this. It has a
this
link.
Is a website.
Apparently, yes.
Okay, I heard about this from Chris Cantwell, actually, I think.
Oh, actually, it's actually part of Sugar Dating 101. It's like another page. I'm going to open it.
Well, there is a website out there that Cantwell told me about that you bid, apparently, or you put a price out that you're willing to actually pay for a date.
Oh, it was a reference link, and that's why it linked to itself. It is whatsyourprice.com.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think it's a paid dating website.
Bid on dates with attractive people. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, the free market decides, right?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know what the bids are. I've never really looked at the site, so I don't know what's the typical kind of going rate. But if it actually works, and well, I don't...
If you're paying up front, it's not prostitution, right? It's just a date. You're just paying to go on a date.
You're just paying to go out to dinner or whatever it is. Right. The idea is that, well, certainly the idea is that there is prostitution going on the site. Okay,
right,
so there is that. But then the purported legal pitch of the site is that, okay, if you're on these other dating websites, you can pay these other sites to upgrade your service, right? Like OkCupid, Tinder, they all have like the paid tier where you get certain perks above the normal freebie users. And that costs some money over time, right? And yep. And you may or may not have results out of that. So the idea is if you're willing to pay somebody to go on a date with you, you're at least going to likely get a date with somebody at some point, because there's so many people on these websites that are just time wasters.
I wonder if that's how you, like, you know, when you're in a city and you're not looking for prostitution, but, you know, you're in, like, Vegas or something, and, you know, your pickup line is, "Hey, baby, would you like to earn an allowance?"
Well, a lot of these girls on these dating sites will indicate that they are looking for a sugar daddy. So they'll be right there in their profile. Yeah.
So it says here, you pretty much set up a profile. It's free for sugar babies and generous members, a.k.a. sugar daddies.
The man.
We'll send you an offer of how
generous
much...
Generous member.
Yeah, of how much...
Look out, you might run into Cantwell.
You might... We'll send you an offer of how much they're willing to pay to go on a date with you. You can either name your own price or accept the offer. Voila, you just got paid for a date. Are you looking for an allowance that covers your living expenses? This is what most sugar babies are looking for, and these allowances typically range from around $1,000 to $5,000 per month. If your living expenses are only $1,000 per month, I mean, that's pretty, you're living frugally. According to Seeking Arrangement, apparently another website, the average sugar baby receives $3,000 in monthly allowance.
Wow.
But.
Now, what does she do in return for that, I guess? Yeah,
is she also average looking?
I would hope not.
She,
for $3,000.
That's the average.
She gives them some sugar. I mean, that's what I guess. So, but don't just take the usual average and run with it. The important thing is finding an allowance that works for you. A good place to start is to calculate how much you need to live comfortably. Your rent, car payments, cell phone bills, and all your bills and living expenses. Now add that to an estimated cost of extra material comforts you'd like, as well as a range of how much you'd like to save. And you should end up with a price range that suits you. A great way to do this is to take your living expenses and then double it. Smiley face.
That's what I do when I'm negotiating a salary for a job.
Are you looking for more? You know what we mean by more. We're talking about the holy grail of sugar baby allowances. You know, those $10,000 to $20,000 or more per month allowances we secretly all dream about. In case you're wondering if they exist, yes, they do, but they're seriously difficult to come by, and they will take their sweet time in building up trust with you before they begin to shell out the sugar. Why?
Wow.
Because these few and rare sugar daddies have their pick of the barrel.
Wow. All right, there's more coming up here. If you've ever been on any of these websites, the bidding site, whatever it was called,
Have you paid an allowance to, you know, one of these? I'd like to hear from somebody that's done this.
Yeah, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live Hour 2.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I hear your guys' commercials, almost everything that happens with a lot of these people, like your skin and everything, I mean, that's true. And with me, well, I'm 60. I had arthritis in my hands and my elbows from doing carpet, all the yanking and pulling up. You don't notice it when it first happens, but as time goes, boy, this used to hurt me, and it doesn't hurt anymore. You know what I mean? You don't even think about it. It's just gone. It's just all these little things that disappear.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.